Hey Alexa, you ready for the spotlight?
You know it, Jace. Let's hope I don't f*** it up this time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Jace the Producer presents The Shuffle.
The number one station for more hits. 106.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to an all-new Shuffle, this time with an in-studio guest. I'm quite excited about this. His name is Jay. And Jay has this really cool thing that he does. It's called plays a fucking instrument. The one thing that I certainly cannot do. And Jay has all the information. Not only that, but we learn a little bit about him and some of the things that he does for here. Okay, so Sammy was telling me you do all kinds of stuff. You know instruments and sing. Like, is there anything you haven't done? Do you ask you like I don't know about? Is there like a porno I should know?
Yeah. That could be fun. I'm not
even
gonna get that.
Well, not if I'm in it, but I mean, I'll watch and support, but like, I won't like touch myself. It's like a solidarity kind of thing.
Yeah, man. I love music, so I stay grounded a lot growing up. I don't have a lot of options to do, you know, a lot of other things. So we had a piano. I picked it up.
Really?
Saxophone. Pick it up. Yeah, you know, I just. Whatever, I can get my hands
when
on.
I heard you play the saxophone, I'm like, that man knows the sexy bendy whistle thing, because I couldn't remember what the hell it was called. Like, that's what it's called, the sexy bend whistle.
Hey, you know what? Actually, you say that, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it works just fine.
Because it picked up those, there you go. Right, you picked up the girls with it. And look, piano, what else did you play?
Primarily just piano and the saxophone. Now I do have a guitar. I have a trombone. Like I've dabbled in it, but I can't play it well enough to say I'm a player.
You know? Wow. I'm lucky I can take my pants off without crying half the time. I can't play an instrument. I can mix anything. I could put times together. I could play video games. That's about all the coordination I have. I don't have a damn bit of coordination when it comes to anything.
Yeah, man. It just takes a while. Like I said, I was grounded. I didn't have a lot of options, dude. It was either you study music or you study math. I had a real strict, like, dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, family is what they are, man. And I think family is kind of what made us who we are.
Indeed. I agree.
Math, though. I'm kind of glad you didn't take that route.
Dude, I'm a weird dude, man.
I mean, I could have said that, but still.
Yeah, no, I love math, though.
You know,
I'm good at math.
That's good to know. I had no idea. Like, math. Like, I guess you never took it anywhere?
No, not really. I mean, it was just one of those things I had to do, like, at the house. I had to study,
okay.
Had to be up on, but, I mean, personally, I haven't really found any other, like, real-world applications for it yet.
Yeah, nobody has. No. Nobody has found a real-world application for any math. Even gas prices don't make sense.
No.
Nobody's found a real-world application for math ever at all. And you said because of your upbringing, there was limitations for where you had to go with things. Did it have an influence on your music and the music that you listened to?
Yes. So, like, growing up, I wasn't up until maybe my 9th, 10th grade year. Like, I wasn't allowed to listen to, like, hip-hop music. And stuff
really?
Like that. Yeah. So I listened to, like, I grew up listening to a lot of, like, Michael Jackson, Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight, stuff like that.
That's good stuff, yeah. Though. Boyz II Men.
Oh, yeah.
Brian McKnight, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, Motown. And, like, I love it.
That's why you got that soul. That's why you got the voice that you do. Because you got that smooth man waiting to come out of you.
That's right. And I use it to my advantage.
Uh-huh. That's why we're friends. You ask me, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I love you.
I love you, too.
There you go. So I wanted to play a little game with you. Where I want you to identify or see if you can identify some of these hit songs instrumentally.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one of them you've already mentioned and one of them I've already played for you, which this one, right?
Yeah.
So you know what it is?
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. There you go. So we'll fade that one down. Now, I want to see if you can pick these up. These are major hit songs, not really in a specific order, but like... 70s, 80s, 90s, like major hits.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Let's see if you know this one.
That sounds like Michael Jackson.
Which one do you think it is?
Oh, Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal, there you go.
I hadn't heard it in a minute.
I know.
He's
a good one. All right, so we're going to play some Michael Jackson, and we'll come back right to it.
new music on the radar. Maroon 5. Ed Sheeran.
Somebody had my soul now. Who is it?
Now, one thing I noticed is we didn't actually introduce you.
That's true.
Good, you're a ghost from now on. Here we go. All right, let's tell people who you are.
All right, man. Yeah, my name is Josh. Actually, you know, Joshua, I go by Jay. In high school, I was Jay Harmony.
I always call you Jay, so.
Yeah, everybody used to call me Jay Harmony, man, back like some years ago.
It's because that was the name you used for music, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to perform a lot. So.
And so we're talking about performances. So we're talking about like school plays, or you would hang out at the bar because you look like you're 41, like you're real mature.
Yeah, I've always kind of had that persona, man. But I started off with the high school stuff, doing like the open mic clubs, Poetry Out Loud,
nice.
Which and then, you know, I ended up doing little shows at a club here, or like I would go to like in Columbus where I stay. I actually did some shows in the mall there and got paid from Chick-fil-A for performing there. Yeah, so I got paid like $200 for like 2 hours just to screw around. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I want to work like Chick-fil-A security or something, but only on Sundays.
Yeah, I could do that too on
Sundays. Yeah, on
Sundays. As long as it's Sunday.
Only Sundays, man. I'm available all day Sunday for Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Remember that commercial, you can pay me in gum?
It sounds familiar.
They can pay me in food, man. They can pay me in food.
Oh, yeah. That place? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, hell yeah. Waffle fries are the shit, man. Love me some waffle fries. You know, Sammy's going to listen and go. Listen to those two fat boys.
She's just jealous. She's not getting Chick-fil-A. That's
Chick-fil-A and waffle fries. None for you. Back to our game. So we've already played that one, and we've already played this one. So for those of you who don't know, so he's into music. He's done a lot of music, and he knows that these are instrumentals. Okay. I want to find out what songs or what songs that you can kind of pick out in the first few seconds of a song. Now, some of them, if they had this weird intro, or where it was just really low that you couldn't hear it, I decided to cut it. So we're going to play this next one. You ready?
All right. Crazy Train, right? Or at least that's the...
By?
Ozzy Osbourne.
There you go. Thank God. I was going to have to kick you out. Going to have to kick you out of my room. you don't know Ozzy? Get out. Walk home.
Everybody knows Ozzy.
Well, everybody should know Ozzy. Yeah, should. I mean, if they don't, that's why I'm not interviewing them.
It's like that, did you check out the latest, like, Post Malone album?
You know, I did. And, so we have some of him that we'll talk about, too. But the whole debacle between, Post Malone made Ozzy's career, like, you need to fucking die.
Right.
You need to fucking die, kill yourself, eat a Tide Pod, snort a condom and never fucking live again, you fucking idiot.
I don't know, man.
Wasn't there? There was a similar situation a couple of years ago. Kanye West and Paul McCartney. Wasn't there?
Maybe, possibly.
There was something like that where Kanye it was West. An old school guy and Kanye West or some well known artist of today, and the people like, that well known artist of today has just made the career of this person who's been doing music since the '50s, and I'm like, I can't stand the youth of our nation.
Well, that shows you who's listening to that music.
Right? Yeah, like, come on, you people make me sick. Like, this is so ridiculously stupid. I can't stand any of you. Like, how could you? No. Like, no. I hate all of you. I hate being part of this. I want to go home. Yeah.
I hate it here.
I hate it here. I need a hug. I want to take a nap. All right. So this next one I have for you. Is another weird one.
Okay.
Let's see if you can identify it.
Outcast.
Uh-huh.
Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson, there you go. Good song. You know, it's funny, though, because I've always listened to music because not only do I like the lyrics, I like the song itself, I like the way it's all put together. But in this song, which I'm going to keep down for now, while we talk about it until it comes up, I love the fact how there are instruments that you don't hear
in the regular
song itself, or in the radio version, or if you're sitting there listening to it because you're so busy singing, you're so entertained by it, you just don't hear the specific part. Like, I know a couple of years ago that Adele, Hello from the Other Side came out, and there was this huge like gong or bell or whatever it was. And as much as I'm not a huge fan of Adele, I'm a fan of that bell.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
And it's crazy how music can have that impact where you're so excited to hear it, you're so excited singing it, or you're dancing to it, or, you know, the whole product itself is just so interesting that by the end of the day, when you finally hear it, you go, ooh, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Ooh, we got to hear it again. Ooh, we got, you know, and you got to keep playing it back. Like in this one, you know, you can hear the drum, you can hear the snare drum, and you can hear there's a bass guitar. But I've realized that every artist seems to have their own, like, set sound. Korn has that really loose bass chord.
Jonathan Davis.
Which I just found out the other day he was in that Break Stuff video.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting there watching him like, that's Jonathan Davis. Come back here. Come back here. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Jonathan Davis was in the video, or at least it was a guy who looked exactly like Jonathan Davis. And I'm like, why are you in here? You don't belong here. This isn't your band. Go make music with your own band, guy. And of course, like, everybody knows this part, right? With the dogs.
Yeah.
But there's a loose bass chord right here.
Yeah.
Which you never notice when you listen to it.
Yeah, I guess I've never paid attention to it. Right. Specifically, you know?
And you're like, holy crap, that's a new sound. And then you have to listen to it. And then instead of doing like the air drums or like the air guitar, you listen to it, all of a sudden you're like, you're sitting there singing it about.
Yeah, I mean, you get so like lost into the rest of what's going on with the song, you kind of don't get to pick out the, you know, the details, the small minute things that make it.
The small little details. Now, I got another one for you. Let's see how well you're going to do with this one. Now, this one I've edited because they had a weird beginning.
Okay.
When they were playing it, so I went back and I had to fix it.
Coolio.
What's it called? Gangsta's Paradise.
I love that one. I do.
That's a good song, man. Isn't it great how music and soundtracks of movies can make up a whole thing?
Oh, yeah, man. It completely could set the tone for it. You know what
it
I mean?
Sets the tone for the whole movie. And this was what? A Beautiful Mind? A Dangerous Mind.
I think it was.
A Beautiful Mind was.
And now they've recently used that same thing for the
Sonic.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that. I want to see that so bad.
I was like, what the?
Oh, yeah. When he was getting ready to run, gotta go fast.
Yeah. It's cool, though. I mean, it works.
Oh, it does work. It does work because he's a gangster. That's why. You don't fuck with Sonic, man. All right. We'll be right back. Right?
All right.
You going to be here?
Yes, sir.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
All right. See you then.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. They croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheater little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
Been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of the night living in the gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the street, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know.
Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Been spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise. We've been spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in the gangster's paradise.
Power and the money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen.
but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Keep spending most of my life living in the gangster's paradise. Tell me why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? Tell me why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me?
Hey, it's Jay. We'll be back right after this.
If you have a pet, you know how difficult it can be to handle business. Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags are number one and the number two business. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are easy to manage with handles and they're extra wide. These bags will accommodate pets of any size. With 120 per box, that's about a 2-month supply. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are made from biodegradable material that make it effortless and easy to make knots so that you do not have to touch the business. The box even transforms into a handy dispenser. Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are even lemon scented. They are made big enough for even the largest of dogs and thick enough to ensure that there is no mess. They're also great for cat litter boxes. Simply place your hand in the bag, pick up the waste, and reverse the bag over your hand and tie. Head over to RangerRobShop.com for more information on Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags. Welcome to DJ Chino, TSP.com, home of DJ Chino and Tops Brim Productions, a premier mobile DJ service that is fully licensed and insured. Tops Brim Productions has packages to accommodate all your services and needs, including lighting and a photo booth. DJ Chino specializes in services for weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, holiday parties, corporate events, church functions, quinceañeras, or any event that you just want to make special. You can call DJ Chino at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Topspin Production has servicing areas such as Delaware, Maryland, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York. You can find DJ Chino and Topspin Productions on all of your social media at DJ Chino TSP on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at DJChinoTSP.com. Book DJ Chino today at 347-538-4344. That's 347-538-4344. DJ Chino and Topspin Productions, we make your events memorable.
This is your new Best Friends podcast, a weekly podcast that caters to you, the listener.
That's me.
Ramen noodles and...
Ramen noodles?
Ramen.
Ramen.
So you just have like an animal hair goatee at all times.
When I go to the gym.
You have the dog shake outside before you walk.
This bitch is giving me no respect.
Nothing's bad has happened yet. It's about to get good.
Me and you.
You let her suck your
I didn't let her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Can you lovingly choke somebody?
Was he, like, eaten by wolves?
No. Cholesterol.
Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706.
We can start again.
Now let's get back to the music.
Back to the music.
Right now.
This is Star Hit 1 FM.
It's my favorite station.
Now, during the break, you brought something to my attention. I'm not even sure how to explain this. But it is, it's quite interesting. Being that you prefer to play the sexy bend whistle. aka the saxophone. I suppose you found something that is saxophone related. How did you find this?
I came across it, I want to say it was in one of my dad's albums somewhere. And basically I just kind of put it in because I could listen to instrumental stuff and there was only so many things I could listen to, and I just happened to play it and found it and was just in love with it immediately.
What was your reaction when you heard that there was actually a song behind it?
Dude, I literally grabbed my saxophone.
I got to do this.
I had to do it.
I got to do this.
I had to.
All right, let's just play a part of it because you were mentioning that, well, first off, it's amazing. And it sounds like Eminem and Dr. Dre forgot about Dre, but it's not. It is the saxophone version of it. And you are describing it as he's making it wail. And then you and I discussed this has got to be a violin or a cello, right?
It's got to be some sort of string.
Some kind of string instrument there, which is great. It sounds good. And then you hear the saxophone. Where the fuck did Kenny G come from?
Dude.
Oh, he's not even, he's a clarinet, isn't he? Okay.
Kenny G's your soprano.
Okay, well, I'm instrument or instrument, so sorry.
Hey, it's all good. It's what you got me for.
It's what I got you for. You can tell me where I'm wrong. If I wanted to be told I was wrong, I'd just let my wife do this, okay? She has no problem telling me where I messed up. She's listening at this. I'm going to kick his ass when he's done.
She's waiting on it.
Uh-huh. All right, write that down. This is great, though. Like, you said you had this on a CD.
Yeah, it was some album my dad had somewhere.
This is really interesting, though. Did not expect this.
Man, I love it. It's amazing.
This is really cool. I'm like, this is the coolest elevator music I've ever heard. And it worked. Like, it really does work. That's really neat. All right. So I want to get back to playing our little game here where I want you to identify, and then we'll talk about more of this stuff because we talked about a lot during our break. I want to see if you can identify songs by the instrumental version. Like, let's see if you know this one. Here's what I want you to try. Ready?
All right.
It's a classic, man.
What's it called, man? I was trying to think of the name, but I hear it.
You got it. You're. You're.
You're.
Oh, it's doing well. There you go.
Okay,
there you go.
Man, it was killing me.
Well, literally, that's the name of it.
See how that works?
See how that works? That was good. I like that. You see how that works? Because I said that shit. I was like, see how it works? See how it's supposed to happen. All right, now this one, I have this specifically for a callback.
Okay.
All right. Now, I did an interview with a buddy of mine named Mike. Mike, I know you know where this is going, but I got to ask Jay if he recognizes it. Here you go. All
right, let's do it.
There you go. Come on. You got to stick it out.
You are my... What is the song called? Is it NSYNC or is it
Backstreet Boys?
Okay. I cannot think of the title of this song, but I hear it, man. I hear it.
I know you hear it. You got headphones on. See, that's how it works. This is.
Dude, I cannot think of the title of this.
This is
a
callback. That. I hope you know I'm keeping all this. With you singing.
That's so good. That's fine, dude. I like singing out my head.
I say.
I wanted
that one. There you go.
Problems. Okay, God, man.
There you go.
We were getting there.
Dang. That's a callback because I was interviewing Mike, and he's like, oh, my playlist is not exactly what you would call, you know, like the standard. And he's like, oh, well, I'm a Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, you know, Linkin Park kind of guy. And I'm like,
LP.
And I go, you're a Backstreet Boys kind of guy. And he goes, oh, I really wish you didn't say that with a laugh behind. And I went, Backstreet Boys kind of guy? Is that better? He goes, much better. Much better. Oh, boy. All right, this is a lot of fun. I was trying to think of songs that I was hoping that you're going to be able to identify. And let's see if you recognize this one.
Okay. Crisscross to make it jump.
Oh, there you go. Good. You're pretty quick at this. You're pretty good. I dig it. And it's funny, though, because I was mentioning earlier that I had to code them so that I can read them. Now you see what KXJJ means.
Nice.
Crisscross, jump, jump. Right? Don't look ahead. This is a good one too, right? Don't look ahead. And that's why I'm like, oh man, I gotta code these so that he's not gonna know what they are. And oh, okay, am I gonna code them so much that I'm not gonna know what they are? Or is it?
Then we'll both be playing again.
What the fuck did I pick?
It's two player,
ready. Grab your controller. Here's your next one. All
right. Yin Yang Twins. To the wall? Is it Call to the Wall?
Call to the Wall?
No, not Call to the Wall. Windows to the Wall.
Yeah. What's it called?
Get Low.
Get low. There you go.
Get Low.
That's all right, man. Listen, you're getting them. All right. Now, this one is probably the newest one I have.
Okay.
And let's see if you can identify it. What are you getting?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
I've heard it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it's called.
That's right. There was once a meme of Ozzy Osbourne saying this person's name, and he goes, "Who the fuck is Billie Eilish?"
Oh, okay.
This is Billie Eilish, bad guy.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've heard it before, but I could not think of what it was called at all, man. I haven't heard it enough, that one.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Well, Justin Bieber did a version of it, which isn't all that great. Which I'm like, oh, why would you sing a song about having sex with dudes?
It's Justin Bieber.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Down each July, just like animals, animals, like animals.
Ed Sheeran. Fall Out Boy. Nothing but the hits.
You and I were just talking about, I mean, look at all the things behind me. You can see Rock Allegiance, you see some Rob Zombie and Godsmack and Five Finger Death Punch and Avenged Sevenfold and Slayer from 2016. This is actually, I went to all these for my birthday. Steph bought me tickets for my birthday. So this is my birthday gift the last 3 years that I would go to these concerts. And one of the problems that I have is that they sound so different in a live version that it almost makes going to concerts not even what I would want to call a great experience, but it's like, you know, I'm great that it's great that I could stay here and enjoy this with you and be part of this experience, but something just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, man. Like, I haven't been to too many concerts.
Really?
But I've been to a lot of those, you know, they do, like, they open up the fairgrounds for, like, $10, $20, and they bring in a mass of different artists that are still kind of, like,
yeah,
upcoming. I've been to a lot of those, and, you know, you hear something through your headphones at home or whatever, and then mm-hmm. you go watch them, and it's, like, it's a little off, and it's weird, man. It does make it kind of weird sometimes.
And when they throw falsettos where it's not supposed to be, or they do drum solos where it's not supposed to be, or, you know, you can actually hear them go... when they're in the middle, it's like, what the hell was that sound? Yeah. Or, like, the experience. I don't know if you heard about this. I don't know if it happened at Firefly, if it happened at a concert outside of Firefly. Firefly was this concert that they had in Delaware where there was kind of, like, all the unknowns. It's kind of like the East Coast version of Burning Man, where it's a bunch of unknowns and then a couple of up-and-comings and some that you know. But Eminem had to put up a, I guess, a display on screen prior to his performance, because the night before or the week before, now you've heard of Eminem,
oh yeah,
right? So you know, have you heard? You've heard some of his albums. He does a lot of gunshots, chainsaws, explosions, where even he'll do it by mouth, you know, whatever. Because of this triggered world that we live in, he had to put up a display that said, "We use sound effects. If you're gonna be a bitch, go home." Pretty much is what he said.
That's awesome, actually.
Well, it's a shame that the world that we live in is so influenced by, you know, the changing times that music is now changing. I certainly would expect nothing less from Eminem but to say something like that, because of all people to not change, I would expect it to be him.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself if Eminem went there and changed everything he did because somebody got their feelings hurt over a gunshot.
He wouldn't be Eminem anymore.
He wouldn't be. He wouldn't be. Did you have a chance to listen to his new album that just came out?
I haven't yet, because I promised my brother we'd listen to it together.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge fan of him.
Okay. You know, I was playing some Rap Guide to the Kids the other day, and I had to slow it down. And who else do you know is in his 40s and raps like he's like 12? I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say. Shut up, bitch. He's like, shut up.
Hey, man, he makes it work, though.
He does. He always has. He always... And, you know, there's a song that he had that I can't find anymore. I don't remember what year it came out. And I know it was about his mom. At least I believe... Well, then again, what wasn't about his mom, right? The name of the album is Music to be Murdered By. And that's his new album, which I'm really looking forward to. I can't remember which one it was.
And one is older? Older?
Well, I would say older in the last, like, 5 years. Not anything from the 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, you know what?
What?
There was an album. He did have a song on there about his mom over the last couple of years ago. It was before the Kamikaze album.
It was before Kamikaze?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't Revival, though?
I don't believe so. I'm pretty sure I bought the album.
It's not Bad Husband. I don't remember which one it was. Was it off of Recovery? It wasn't Cinderella Man, Almost Famous, no. I don't know.
Cinderella Man is a good song.
Cinderella Man is a good song. That should get you hype. I don't remember which one it was. It wasn't White Trash Party. So, are you still doing music? Are you still, like, recording stuff?
Yes and no. So, like, music was always just a getaway for me, just because the situation I was in when I was younger was, you know, it was pretty intense. So I went through this and that or whatever, but music is the thing that kind of kept me together. And then I kind of backed off of it for a while, trying to, you know, be in the real world.
And, you know, oh, you try to be that adult?
Get the job, you know.
Oh, get a job. You know, that's important.
So music kind of got, you know, laid off for a while. Now I have recently found myself doing it more often, messing with it. I'm a huge writer. I love to write. So if at the end of all of this, I could just be like a writer and known as a writer, I'd be happy.
Okay. I mean, that's something to go with.
Yeah, because I mean, music is great, and music, the artistry of it, the performing and all that, that's fun, and it feels great. But the writing part is where where my mind is.
And I would agree with that. I feel like sometimes when it comes out of your mind onto paper, it's such a bearing of someone's soul, and that can be quite hurtful in some cases. Because I mean, look at Eminem. Of course, all of his stuff is based around his life growing up. And I can just imagine that after writing it down, you're like, I don't want to remember it. I don't want to I wanted to get it out. I don't want to have to go through this again. And that, I mean, even not writing music, but just like writing stories or writing letters, you're bearing your soul, man. And sometimes like, No, I just want to get that out of there and kind of, you know, burn it at this point. I don't want to have to relive this and go through this again. And, I can tell from what you're saying that it was a difficult time growing up. I can't imagine reliving that through music. It's just like, you know, you hit a certain peak and it's like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to I want to be done with this. I don't want to deal with this anymore. And that right there would make me go, all right, I'm done. Like, just no.
You know, when it comes to like that personal stuff and growing up, I didn't really talk much about it. I was like far into like females and trying to get, like, I was just writing all the time for them. But my brother, on the other hand, now he does touch a lot of that personal stuff.
Yeah.
So if you were to ever check out his music, you can kind of get some insight on what.
Absolutely.
We're dealing with.
Yeah, maybe we'll set that up. And listen, people deal with stuff in different ways, and that's why I wanted to sit here and interview you and find out about like your soundtrack of life. You mentioned everything from Boys to Men to knowing all the little game that we played, which is great. Like,
dude, my playlists are weird, man. They're weird. Dude, I'll have like, so you'll have Justin Timberlake, and then it'll jump to like Korn or like
Hell
LP,
yeah,
and then it goes back to Boys to Men or Brock and Knight, and then it'll jump to, you know, some hard like Tupac, like it's everywhere, man.
I dig that. See, I love a playlist like that. My Spotify playlist went all over the board, from Presidents of the United States to, I don't know, a Five Finger Death Punch and Avenged Sevenfold and Volbeat. I spent 19 hours listening to Volbeat, which doesn't sound like much, but when each song is 3 or 4 minutes long, that adds up.
Yeah, it adds up fast.
And I think it had a lot to do with the fact of working in a club, hearing new music and going, oh shit, I like this one, let me save it for later and listen, or listening on the bike and something's playing and you're just like, all right, well, whatever. But then a lot of that fell back when I started working for XM. So, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, now I can listen and it doesn't track it. So, okay. And there was a huge jump. But then you find things like the covers. And we were talking about performances and how some people sound different in performances. When it comes to covers, do you prefer people sound like more like the original version, or do you prefer that they sound more like themselves covering that song?
When it deals with covers, man, I like the originality of the person performing it. So, like, we know the song and you cover it, but I like when that person adds their touch to it, their flavor to it. Because if I wanted to hear the song, I'd just go listen to it.
Right.
Another head hangs lonely, child is slowly taken. In the violence causes silence, who are we mistaken? Yeah.
causes silence. We must be mistaken.
So we were talking during that little song there, and you had mentioned that you are a field agent for
Geek Squad.
Geek Squad. Yeah. Nerd Herd is what I like to call you guys when you guys are all together. Nerd Herd. I can just imagine, first off, having somebody hand you a piece of equipment and go, here, fix it. I fucked it up. Fix it. I did something wrong.
Man, some of those issues are so unbelievably simple.
I can imagine that they are, right? But have you tried to unplug it and plug it? I hate that fucking question, but I can imagine that that's the stupidity of some of these people. Like, why do you touch things?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's... Dude, it's bittersweet. It's one of those things, like, it can be very frustrating
mm-hmm.
because the issues that, you know, that come up, they're so simple to fix, like volume issues or like changing the source of something to one change. And they're like, I have no idea. It just, you know, they freak out. And it's like, dude, just press the button.
Press the button and don't touch anything else for your entire life.
That's it. Just press the button, leave it alone. Just done. You're done.
I work in a call center where I answer phones for all different kinds of companies. Unfortunately, I know my supervisor listens to this, so I can't say it. But with some of the things that we do, we talk to doctors, right? And they have to continue their medical education. And yet you have doctors who go, I can't get to the website. Well, I'm typing it in the Google. Stop typing. It's not called the Google. Stop. What the? How are you a doctor?
Nice. The Google.
The Google, right? And I get to the point where I have to have... I've said to one doctor, I said, look, with all due respect, sir, you probably shouldn't operate a computer without supervision. And he laughed. Thank God he didn't, like, cuss me out or something. And he goes, no, you know what? You're right. And I went, oh, God. Okay, I'm right. He's not going to... Like,
crisis averted,
but how do you touch human beings and not fuck something up? Like, that's okay, but you can't operate your own email. Like, you need me to send it to somebody else so they can print it for you. Like, you think you know the basics of things. I don't know how you don't get frustrated with these people when it comes to changing their source on their TV or, you know, plugging something in, a simple plug and play.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that's literally all it is, man. But, you know, the thing is, technology is changing so fast. And, you know, if you don't stay on it, you kind of get left behind. And, you know, technology is supposed to help things become more simple, yet they become more complex. So it's kind of, you know.
I don't know how you do it. I really don't. That would drive me insane.
Yeah, some days I feel like I'm getting there. I do.
But I feel like it would be a huge waste of time to go in and plug somebody's headphone cable and that fell out or something. Or
yeah, man, and like the range that I cover is wide. I mean, there are some times where I'm driving from A to B and it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and I'm there for, you know, a minute, literally a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just like, all right, man.
Well, you paid for it, yeah. So.
You know, it's all good. I turn around and leave. But, you know, it can be frustrating because I would rather spend my time being able to set up something new or being able to fix something new and set it up and explain it. But like something like pressing a button, I drove all the way out here to press a button. Dude, like, we could have discussed this on the phone.
Yeah. You know? Oh, man. You know what? I can't imagine. Well, I want to thank you. I know you're getting ready to go out to eat.
Yeah, dude. I gotta eat something, man.
You and me both. I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything. I took a nap, but I didn't eat. There's priorities here.
That was what I ate, the nap.
You ate I ate the nap. All right, brother. Thank you so much, man.
No problem.
And we'll see you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. I want to thank Josh for joining me here in studio. That was a whole lot of fun. More fun than I expected to have, that's for sure. And I even have to let him know that my wife told me after that, she goes, you guys were laughing an awful lot in there. This better be a really funny show. So I hope it's funny as well. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Jay. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out his brother's stuff that he mentioned earlier. And with that in mind, folks, listen, this is like 107 or something, 106, 107. I'll have to go back and double check. But I know we got quite a lot here, right? We're doing very, very well. The syndicate seemed to be very happy. I'm happy. And, yeah, wouldn't want it any other way. This will be number 106. 106 with Jay. Thank you all for joining me. I will see you guys later. Bye!